OneWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Four more segments to go until Mary and I are off for South Carolina. Be sure to follow all of our social media posts starting on Monday from the big Let's Go America Tour Charleston. And now for the G-Block and today's personal connection. We're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And next week's show will be live from Liberty Place Charleston. That's a Hilton club. And as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences that are going to surpass your expectations. They offer spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, we like the ability to convert membership points into Hilton Honors points. And that can be used towards stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, also for car rentals, air travel, and a lot more. Members receive all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional home ownership. So wherever travel takes you, find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. In 2015, husband and wife duo John and Carrie Ricklin had a meal in a New Jersey diner. That's not too unusual, but what happened next is, if you know the state like I do, having grown up there, you know it's a state that's proud of its diners, and there are literally hundreds of them. John and Carrie are working their way around the state to eat in all of them. And the Ricklins join us now for today's personal connection segment of the show.
Well, I'm sure that this segment is going to make most of us hungry. Good morning, John and Carrie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Nice to have both of you here with us today. Carrie, I'm going to start with you. I am told Livingston Diner is where it all started in 2015 for you. Clearly, they were serving something good that day in the food department to keep you going. I want to know, how many diners, you know, does New Jersey have from your count? And share how a meal in one diner turned into this quest to visit every one of them in the state.
Oh, my goodness. I took John's picture. We went to the Livingston Diner after visiting a relative in a Livingston hospital, just for the heck of it. He was looking. I said, hold the menu up. Let me take a picture, not knowing what would become of it. And
well, actually, what eventually happened was that when I held up the menu, she took the picture. I turned to her and said, you know what would be really cool? If we took this exact same picture in every diner in the state of New Jersey. At the time, having absolutely no idea how many diners there actually
were. Well, do you have an idea of that now?
Well, again, the number varies. The number that I keep a database based on what my research online through Facebook and Instagram pages, what's open, what's closed. Right now, I have a total of about 415 active diners. People define them differently, but using my or our criteria, about 415 right now.
Well, we'll go with that.
And how many have you visited so far, John?
We have been at 214 diners.
Okay.
Which sounds we're about halfway there, but unfortunately, of those 214, probably about, I would say, maybe 30 or so have closed since we visited.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a little bit more than half that we still have to go.
And Carrie, you guys made this decision on that day. Carrie, did you think your husband was crazy, or were you like instantly like, yeah, let's do this?
No to both. You're not crazy. You know what? We don't vacation that often. So it was a nice way to see the state, have a meal, like a vacation without a suitcase.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I...
You're doing a staycation, but you're having
a
meal.
But you're still getting around and you're having a meal, which, frankly, when you vacation, the food is half the fun anyway, if not most of
and
it.
And the people watch with the dinner.
I love this story, you guys. So, John, I'm curious. You said criteria, and I'm curious about qualifiers. So I grew up in New Jersey. My memory is there are a lot of very obvious diners where the diner is actually, the word diner is in the name, or you can't miss the glitzy design, lots of chrome, bright colors. But there are some hole-in-the-wall Jersey spots that I think could pass as a diner. So are you including some of them? What are some of your qualifiers?
Well, that you could have an argument with a lot of people on what qualifies as a diner. The criteria that we ended up using, that if a diner calls itself a diner, it's a diner. I defer to the diner owners. As long as they serve diner-type food. Some diners have decided that they wanted to be a little more fancy in their name by changing it to, you know, cafe or grill. But if it's the same menu and in the same structure, it's still a diner. And that's pretty much the criteria that we've used. There are some people that say that only a true diner is a one that was, say, factory built and dropped on the spot that it eventually ended up in. If you're a purist, that's a fine definition. But, you know, I think times have changed and there's a lot more variation on the type of places that are considered diners. So that's pretty much the criteria we use.
No, I respect that. I mean, that's mm-hmm. fair. You know, as I'm listening to both of you, Carrie, are you and John retired?
No, I have my uniform on as we speak.
Well, okay, all right. So, well, the reason I'm just asking you, because, you know, how do you work all these road trips into, I'm going to just assume then, based on what your response was, two busy work schedules? That's a lot of driving for a meal.
Well, thank goodness for weekends. And John's he's his own boss.
I like, okay, well, it helps a little bit for flexibility.
That helps.
I appreciate that.
Carrie, since
I'm sorry.
Carrie, since you're in our Personal Connection series, I can hear, how long have you guys been married?
39 years.
Congratulations.
Come June.
Congratulations. So coming
Thank
up
you.
On 40 next year.
And we
how
still
fun.
Like each other.
Yeah, and I love this story because you really, this is couple time too. So not only is this like a mini vacation, but this is really a time for you guys to really, first of all, it's a project and it's a goal. But I love this story. So what has this all meant to you, Carrie, in terms of spending time with your husband like this? I'm really curious, what it's doing for you personally?
It's getting us to see each other in a way we never did before. I never drove with him as much, never ate with him as much. I don't know. He's got his, when we're heading towards a diner, I'm the designated driver. He's the
navigator.
The navigator, you know, we're right here, 3 miles, make the left, yada, yada, that kind of thing. So we each have our role.
Oh, well, all right. So when you go to these diners, do you try to have the same type of food at each diner to be able to judge the consistency? For example, one of the things, like if I go to pizza places, you know, living here in the New York City area, around the country, I always have to at least have the cheese slice because
standard,
I can have anything after that, but I have to start. So do you go with a go-to meal and then add on? What's your, you know?
It depends on the time. It depends on our mood, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
There have been times I've had breakfast for dinner.
Well, that's the diner
Which
beauty,
is
right?
so great it. About diners.
Right, so, John, you know, Mary asked Carrie about, you know, what it meant to her. I want to know essentially the same basic question for you. What has this meant for you on a personal level? Because let's face it, whether it's near or far, you know, a trip is a trip, and it's a lot of driving around the state.
It is a lot of driving around the state, but we also try to make it more than just a trip to the diner. Now, we're up here in Bergen County. So in northern New Jersey, we've hit, I would say, probably 80% of the diners from, say, Union County north. But we still have a heck of a lot to do get down south. So what we do when we try to get to some of these places, we always try to combine it with something, with another activity, be it going to a winery or a brewery or a farmer's market, or seeing some, you know, landmark that we may normally not have seen. So we really try to make it the true New Jersey experience when we go to some, especially to some of the more distant ones. The other thing that really means a lot to us is that, you know, we probably didn't even realize this until a little later in the process, that the whole idea of supporting these small businesses, I mean, diners are not, typically family-owned businesses. They're not, you know, corporate-owned. And it's very important to try to support these local businesses.
No, we agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So last question quickly. John, favorite diner food? And then the same question for you, Carrie. Do you have a favorite diner food? John?
My favorite, I love like gyros and souvlaki, the platter that comes with the pita and the mead and the salad, the Greek salad mm-hmm. that comes with it. And the fries with it, that's my go-to.
Okay.
Don't always get it, but that's my go-to favorite.
All right. And Carrie?
Depending on the time of the day, usually I'm a salad, chicken salad with a little garnish or tuna fish if it isn't gloppy. And by gloppy, I mean too much mayonnaise.
Yeah, too much.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, listen, I appreciate both of you. Listen, Greek salad, Mary knows Greek salad's
that's
a big thing.
That's your go-to. Mine's
go-to.
The grilled cheese.
Yeah, well, patty melt, too, occasionally, once in a while. That's always
the grilled cheese, is it the regular grilled cheese or the happy waitress?
Oh, the tomato.
With the tomato.
Yeah, Mary's
actually,
the happy
I like
waitress.
It with the tomato.
Yeah, she's the tomato. She is. Well, listen.
That's a Jersey diner class.
Yes, see? It is.
Well, listen, John, this is why I married a Jersey girl, see? So, Carrie and John, very nice to connect with you today. We're going to keep in touch with you. You know, listen, love that, you know, keep on going. Many more adventures for the two of you. Love what you guys are doing. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you, guys.
You too.
Much appreciated.
Love your story. Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, the John and Carrie fun couple.
They really are. And, you know, really, Jersey does have the best diners in the country, I think.
The happy waitress, right?
Yeah, that's got to have that tomato with that grilled cheese. So you can follow John and Carrie's Diner Adventures at Instagram at NJ Diner Journey. That's NJ for New Jersey, Diner Journey.
All right, so there we are. But right now, we need to pause for some important sponsor messages in the bottom of the hour break. Up next, Rudy's going to rejoin the show to talk about the best art fairs around the country. RJ is also ahead with the Open Road. Before Mary and I come back, we'll close out the show with some deals of the week. So stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.